Well, for non-Indigenous Australian teachers, working in a remote community is a pretty difficult thing to do. Language and cultural barriers, as well as the challenging environment, make it difficult, if not impossible, for the students to learn. But a new program run by the Northern Territory Catholic Education Office called Growing Our Own attempts to change all this. The Wire's Marty McCarthy has been looking into it.
The Growing Our Own program grew out of some work that happened in 2007, better known as the intervention. It gave us an opportunity working with communities to identify key issues, and one of them was the inability of people to move outside of their community for really good training in any field and then certainly have jobs listed.
Michael Avery, the Director of Catholic Education in the Northern Territory. The answer was the Growing Our Own program, a joint collaboration between the Catholic Education Office and Charles Darwin University that aims to train Indigenous teachers in their own communities. Michael Avery again.
It's a fully accredited Charles Darwin equivalent four-year course and not a certificate course, which is often offered to people in remote places. And the lecturer goes out one day a week and works with the people. And it's about two-way learning. So each Indigenous community member has a non-Indigenous teacher that works very closely with them. And a lot of the young and the older people have had Year 12 education. But when you think about them going back to their remote communities, you know, they're related to 80%, 90% of the people in the community. So their home is something very special. And often they have families as young parents and haven't had the opportunity to extend themselves.
The program had its first group of graduates this year, with 10 students across the Northern Territory completing the course. Four graduates came from Wadair and were mostly women over the age of 40. Another four younger women came from Bathurst Island and two more from Katherine. Julie is one of the young graduates from Bathurst Island, just north of Darwin. I spoke to her about her new job as a teacher at the Mudaputianuwul Catholic School.
I'm teaching competent class, which is 20s, year 1s and year 2s.
What was it like studying to be a teacher as part of the program?
Well, at first I was a bit nervous and had to do all the units. It was pretty tough though.
Do you think it was easier than studying full-time at university?
It was kind of easier, but then in the middle part, it was kind of hard, actually.
Do you think students relate to you better as an Aboriginal person yourself?
Yeah. Well, we all related. Two people, we all related.
And how do you communicate with the students? Do you communicate in English or in their own native languages?
Both, English and native. I think it's good because just to encourage all the Aboriginal people, you know, can take over their own community.
Jed Masters is the program manager for Growing Our Own. He says there is a critical need to get more Indigenous teachers working in Indigenous schools, as non-Indigenous staff often struggle with the challenges of working in remote communities.
It's such a difference from what they're used to, and with the best intentions, obviously, they can't go into those communities, but they are on such a steep learning curve that to be really effective, gives a long-term commitment to a school or to a community, and so often that people don't have that long-term goal for the community and they're there maybe a year maximum, and relationships haven't been built then, haven't been established. So to have Indigenous staff from that community teaching and learning and working in the schools, I think is the main point behind this program, as well as employment, but it goes further than that. It's giving an acknowledgement that Indigenous people in the community are the best place to educate their younger siblings, nieces, nephews, relatives, etc.
But with the program's successes come some challenges, especially for non-Indigenous teachers who may be looking for employment in this field. Jed Masters again.
I actually raised the point that, you know, we're replacing the non-Indigenous teachers. And some people don't like that very much when we actually start talking about, you know, in the future that some of these positions won't be available for non-Indigenous staff. They are quite shocked by that. But the whole point of the program is to give the community some real ownership of the education and the education process, as well as giving some real work opportunities.
Federal Senator and Shadow Indigenous Affairs Minister Nigel Scullion agrees that getting more Indigenous teachers into schools is more beneficial to communities than importing non-Indigenous staff.
Look, I think one of the fundamentals of this program is that it acknowledges that teachers in these communities represent the community, and the more people we have from within the community in the school, there's a whole range of, if you like, value adds. But this in-situ teacher program is going to assist them in actually raising their skill base to ensure that they can provide the very best. And I think it's an excellent program, because it's actually going to lift capacity within the community rather than relying very heavily on people being imported into the community.